This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know that voice. That's the big boy. He's on video today. Check it out on our YouTube channel. Is it a channel that we have, Limits? Our own channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
Find that, well, on YouTube or go through our website, 937thefan.com. Those numbers, by the way, are going up and up and up. And when these football stories start popping, man, so do the numbers. And who better to look at than Mark Cabali? This man is a movie star. Look at him, Limits. He looks great today.
He does. Look at it. It's a great smile. That's great a million-dollar smile right there.
That's a million-dollar smile. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, big boy. Is the hold-in over? Is Cam Hayward's hold-in over? And if it is, what does this mean? Does it mean that he knows he's getting a sweetener or that he knows he's not? Or does it mean something else?
Boy, I mean, it would be really nice to be able to talk to the young fella and get his point of view, but he decided not to talk to anybody yesterday because he had to go to the training room. So it's all speculation at this point, Joe, but my speculation is if he goes out there and takes part in team drills for the first time in a couple of weeks, either something's in place, something's been assured of him. If not, he's still got 18 days until the start of the season to be able to do this hold-in type of situation to get what he possibly wants. So I would make the assumption off of what we saw yesterday that something will be coming down the pike here soon saying that there's an addition to his contract or whatever. So
certainly not a new contract.
No, I would not believe it would be. It would be crazy to be able to do that. What I would do if I was, you know, obviously take the money from next year, make it guaranteed this year, then have him the ability to rip that contract up next year, which there wouldn't be as much guaranteed money next year. So if he does have an all-pro season, then you come back to him and say, hey, let's get a new deal done here. And if not, then you play under what you had last year and you still almost have two guaranteed years money. But it would be nice to hear it from the horse's mouth, but we did not hear it from either horse's mouth, Joe. Horse, how about that?
Horse, I like that. So the hold-in's finished. Has his reputation taken a hit? And how important is that to him?
Well, I think it's important to everybody, especially a guy of his clout. But I don't think it's taken a hit for, you know, a week. You probably come. I'll come to you week two or week three, you'll probably totally forget about it and say, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened. I think it's obviously that he underestimated the backlash that he got by doing how he went about it and asked for more money in this way. So I don't think it's going to be any long-term effect. And I think once you see that he gets a handful of bucks, it's not going to be as much to say that's a terrible deal and this guy is greedy or anything like that. Maybe he is feeling a little foolish right now, you know, telling Aaron Rodgers be a Steeler or whatnot. It didn't come across very well on his podcast yesterday when he talked to Aaron Rodgers about that, you know. So
wait, tell me more about that. Limits, you're supposed to be monitoring the Cam podcast.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. I have it. Here it is on Not Just Football.
He's a wrestler. I'm talking about on the offensive side of the ball. Offensive side of the ball. I think he'd have a good chance of whipping everybody.
Who?
Okay. DK didn't seem to like that.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the line.
I thought he was talking about me. Yeah, so I'm talking about the line.
Okay. Yeah, it's all about you and your money.
Oh, all about you and your money. Got a little shot at the end. Who were they talking about at the start there?
I don't know. I think it's just about them just bits and back and forth. Do you consider that a soft tip dart?
Yeah.
Is that a little bit shaved down, a little pointy one, a little metal one?
Yeah, that was a felt tip dart, but it was a dart nonetheless. Did TJ come up to you yesterday and everybody else and say, pay the man, or was that just Batco? How did that story go?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear what Batco said.
Batco reported that TJ, what did he say, Limits? Tell him.
Basically that Watt went up to some media members and he has a picture of Watt basically saying, pay the man for Cam Hayward.
All these guys going to bat for him. What do you make of that, big boy?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. That's his best buddy. I don't know how it actually went down. A lot of times they'll walk by a scrum area when media are and they'll say, hey, pay the man. Or
any one of them ever challenge you to a fight?
Maybe James Harrison, maybe Mike Wallace.
I expected you to say no.
Any others that you could think of?
That was a rhetorical question that turned into a real question.
No, only a couple. Only a couple of maybe, I don't know about challenge me to fight, but you know, got a little hot under the collar a little bit.
The players like Jim Wexel. I learned that a long time ago. They like him more than anybody, really. Over my time, anyway, at the Steelers.
Man, maybe you like Wex?
He's a nice man. Maybe things have changed. That's still true?
Well, no. I mean, it's all about, I don't know, man. forget about it.
Seems like an interesting story.
I'm not going to go there.
Doesn't it, Limits? What do we have brewing here?
There's a story there, Joe.
In Pittsburgh media.
Whoa!
Yo! All right. How about... So this thing's going to end, and Dulac said the same thing in his chat, that he believes the Steelers and Cam will come to some sort of an agreement, not a new contract. So...
Why would you go out there, Joe, unless something has happened already?
Because you would... What if something's definitely not happening? What if they told you this ain't happening and then Cam says, all right, and he may not want to follow through on any of his threats?
I would still at least wait a couple more weeks to put a little bit more pressure on him. So these last two or three weeks would have been crap. I don't think you give up quite, you know, if it was, you know, September 4th, maybe, okay, it's not going to happen. But we're talking August, 20th?
Yeah. All right. If that's the way it's going to end, then good for both sides, I suppose, although Cam is still taking some hits here. And if he plays well, it'll all be forgotten. If he doesn't, it won't be forgotten. We know how that works, right?
Yeah. People will be looking for him to be taking a step back. But, I mean, after how the only way I could see him take a step back if he gets hurt. I think the talent's still there. The talent level is still there. I don't think he's going to lose that. I think the only thing you have to keep an eye on is health, and health would lead to poor play.
All right. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. We could say he's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today in a high of Cordero Patterson, 84. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, we're going to play for you a clip from Ben's podcast, Footballin'. He picked the Steelers to go 11-6 before He went out to that joint practice last week. Now I think he's picking them to at least go 19-0 with a blowout Super Bowl win. Let's listen to Ben on Rodgers and Metcalf.
I'm feeding y'all this, okay, Steeler Nation family? I am giving you guys all this why to be excited and why this is going to be, like, those two could go crazy. And Aaron's has some great receivers, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had to do like this either. I'm watching them at practice, and it wasn't all perfect. They're still working through things, you know? And it may take a little while. It may take a couple of weeks to get going because they're still, you know, you got to get, they're probably not going to play in the preseason this week either.
Sure.
So it's going to take a few weeks potentially. I mean, you're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some great things, okay? So let me tell you this. When they get going,
really,
I'm telling you, it's going to be something special, okay?
Do you agree with that?
Well, this is the same guy that... No, I absolutely agree.
You keep choking off your thoughts. Tell us what you're thinking.
I was gonna make a Pickett joke, but I didn't.
Well, yeah, he was high on Pickett. So was I, and so were you, and so was everybody else. We've all been wrong on quarterbacks here. Nobody more so than Mike Tomlin over the last 3 years. But I get it. Still, it's Ben.
Yeah, I understand. I totally agree with him. And his next thought that was coming out of his mouth was the thing that can make it go all south is the offensive line. So, yes, I totally agree with everything he says. He's right. They are different makers. That DK Metcalf Rodgers combination, if left be able to have time to throw the ball, is going to be special. But the offensive line is going – it's a work in progress right now.
We might
not see this until week six, week eight.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
But you think eventually we're going to see something special here, something special, crazy stuff, Ben said.
Yes, I think so, because you're throwing things like the Jonnu Smiths and the Washingtons and the Freiermuths, and if Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, you have different avenues to move the ball, and it's just not going to be DK Metcalf. So, yes, I think it can be special. It might not be back to, you know, Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, AB type of special, but it's probably going to be something as close to that since then.
Do you agree with Ben that Rodgers hasn't had a dude like DK Metcalf? Davante Adams is pretty damn good, no?
Yeah, they're just different. Davante Adams is a route runner. DK Metcalf is just that bruiser, the guy that can take it and run. So I think he just – a guy who's very, very, very good around the red zone – inside the 10-yard line, he's almost unstoppable there. Probably just different. I wouldn't say he's better. I wouldn't say that he's better than Davante Adams, but he's different which makes him something that Rodgers hasn't dealt with yet.
Different physically. All right, I get that. And then he says, Ben says, we haven't seen what DK Metcalf can do on a football field. He has not had a quarterback even close to the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. If that quote makes its way to Mr. Unlimited, is he going to be insulted?
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Steeler Nation, let's ride.
You think Pompa is...
Where is my voice coming from? Why is my voice echoing?
It's on my phone.
What?
Somehow it popped up on my phone. I think Harry Callis was retweeting something of you and Bechtold yelling at each other, and it popped up on my phone because I accidentally hit it.
Yeah, Bechtold is basically sabotaging this show today, but this is
Joe yelled at me and hurt my feelings and hasn't apologized yet, big boy.
After he yelled at me.
No, I was trying to advise him off the air about something.
Advise me? You were ear-splitting, yelling, panicking in my ear because Sam Clancy wasn't on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline.
He yelled, relax, at me, and
yes,
I took offense to that.
Well... it's better than going boom.
Oh,
I disagree with that.
Were you listening when that came on last
no,
week, big boy?
I was in the studio on Friday, and it was still the talk of the studio.
Oh yeah, it was the talk. There was somebody that called in during my show on Friday night and was like, "Are you and Joe okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." Oh no. So then we texted you, Joe, to come on the show to try to clear the air, and you never responded to Charlie Borges.
No, I never did.
Blew off Charlie
Borges. I was otherwise engaged on Friday night. How about this guy? How about this guy? He's fresh out of high school, lowering a boom on me. You're 21. How old are you? 23?
I wish. I'm 24 now.
24. He's getting old. Lowering a boom. He drops a boom on me when he thinks he has a point.
And he still plays wiffle ball.
I do.
Yeah.
And don't knock it, Mark.
I hear you.
Here's the Donnie made a point, and that's where the boom came in. I wasn't intended as a boom towards Joe. It was a type of thing.
Okay.
We've moved on, though.
Just don't boom in front of Joe.
I learned that lesson.
No more booming.
So let me put this perspective. That was, what's his name, that ripped on Pomp, right?
That was
intern
Dom. That was intern Dom, yeah.
Okay,
although Limits has also ripped Pomp.
Not nearly to the extent that intern Dom did. I mean, intern Dom went above and beyond to be able to take a shot at him. And then how about Malzie taking a shot at us right back after that, too?
Wait, when did Malzie take a shot at us?
Well, whoever says that is a moron. I insult Bob.
He's a lovable little creature, isn't he, big boy? Intern Dom?
He was on... I don't know when he was, and he was upset that I didn't follow him on Twitter. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I followed him, and about an hour later, I unfollowed him, and he hasn't realized it.
Yep.
So let's go back to myself, Donnie Football, and Bob when Russell Wilson got here, giving our best Broncos country let's ride. Rate these 1 to 3 if you hear them again here.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Who's 1, 2, and 3 if you had to rate them?
See, two of those are very unbelievable. I think, Joe, you went overboard a little bit too much. Pomp tried to put a little extra mustard on it. I'm going with Donnie Football.
All right.
Straight to the point.
How do you think Russell Wilson fares this year? And are you keeping close tabs on my guy, Jackson Dart, who's tearing it up right now?
Jackson Dart. Yes. I thought you learned from Kenny Pickett, Joe. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, but let's be honest. If Jackson Dart was 25 of 36 for 291 and 3 total touchdowns through 2 games here, we'd be having ticker tape parades tomorrow.
That sounds like a Skylar Thompson stat line.
All right, you're downgrading Jackson Dart. How do you think that Russell Wilson's going to do out there?
I think he'll do all right.
Yeah? You think he'll keep that job?
Yeah, it depends. I think they're very similar to what Cleveland is. If you get to a point in the season where you're 2-9, 1-7. What's the use of having Russell Wilson? What's the use of having Joe Flacco? So I think that would be the chance where he would lose his job. I don't think Russell will lose his job just over lack of, you know, production. I don't see that, no.
You staying with us for the next segment or no?
As I told Austin Limit, you're overcooking my grits. No, you never watched a movie Remember the Titans?
Yeah, I did. It was good. A little bit overdone. Yeah.
When the assistant coach said, I need to have my special teams coach here, and he looked at him and said, you're overcooking my grits there, coach.
I don't remember that line. No. Are you staying or no? All I need is a yes, sir. Okay, all right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.